This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the meantime, though, we do have some international news for you, including a look at Hong Kong, because over there, the pro-democracy group is poised to win a majority in the city's district council elections yesterday amidst the anti-government movement that is now heading into its sixth month.
Yeah, by 7 a.m., the pro-democracy camp had won 278 seats, with the pro-establishment candidates taking just 42. And as of 6 a.m., the pro-democracy camp had won in at least five district councils.
Now, Chairman Alvin Yong, the Civic Party, announced that all elected members will go to the Polytechnic University today in support of protesters. But more importantly is to note that this election witnessed a record high of 4.1 million registered voters, more than half of the population of 7.4. So voter turnout was 71.2%, almost twice that in the last turnout of 2015. Now, what's important is district councils themselves actually have very little power. But the point is that people get to vote directly, unlike other elections in Hong Kong. So if anything, this is a referendum for them to signal what they feel about the recent protests. And clearly, the most Hong Kongers are in support of the protesters in some way, one form or another.
Yeah, so obviously the main issue that I think that is on the table here in Hong Kong is the issue of their chief executive. And while the district councils don't directly have an impact on the choice of Hong Kong's chief executive, it is, as you said, the latest avenue for them to express their dissatisfaction. And there is the fact that about 117 of district councillors will sit on the 1,200 strong member panel that chooses the chief executive of the region. The problem is, of course, that is just less than 10% of the actual size of the electorate committee for the chief executive post. So it's it feels like a bit of a drop in the ocean. But at the end of the day, you know, a vote is still a vote. And it's how, and this referendum is widely seen as a protest referendum because of all of the unhappiness that's surrounding it.
Yeah, it's the signaling that's coming out of this, right? And because leading up to this, there's been commentary on one side being, oh, is this disruptive for Hong Kongers? Is this, does everyone in Hong Kong really support this? And I guess there's no better way to signal and show than by this local election, which is normally a non-affair. It's. I think one of the reports said that this is a thing that normally deals with complaints like noise pollution.
Yeah.
But this has now become like Xiaoning said, a referendum, a signal to everyone out there.
Yeah, these are local councils. These are local councils. So these are really right down into the neighbourhoods and how the neighbourhoods implement some of the legislation passed by the LegCo. They have very minimal spending for environmental and occasional civil infrastructure upgrades. So really, it's actually not considered very important. And usually the issues that drive the district council elections are very local-based. So this is one of the first times that we're seeing a wider arena of politics coming into play. So the results are still coming out, and we will be keeping an eye on it and bringing you results as we get them. But right now we are heading into a few messages, and then after that we're going to be talking to Samuel Tafersis, Senior Agriculture Economist at the World Bank Group, on Malaysia's agricultural productivity. So be sure to stay tuned for that after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.